Hello, listeners. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Welcome to our 2 hours of radio programme.
That was Jack Johnson. Sitting, waiting and wishing.
Yeah, you wouldn't be sitting wishing.
No.
He's sitting, waiting and wishing.
He's sitting, waiting and wishing. Before that, Preston and the Ordinary Boys.
What?
With Boys Will Be Boys.
He's so handsome.
He's so handsome. Why didn't he win?
Because he's, yeah, too handsome.
Too handsome?
Yeah.
Did you vote at all, Joe Grinch?
No.
Not throughout the entire thing?
Never voted on Big Brother in my life. Never bought a lottery ticket in my life.
Really?
There's various principles I stand by, yeah.
You don't take part?
Yeah, what about self-esteem, self-worth?
No, that, oh, I got rid
did
of
did you vote?
That. You bet.
You yeah. idiot.
Do you want to have a little peek into my Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Because I just got totally, I mean, I've been obsessed with the whole series of Big Brother this time around.
Yeah.
Celebrity one. And Wednesday night, did you watch that one, The Big Argument?
Yeah, oh, of course, yes.
My heart was just racing on the sofa. I was completely out of control.
You shouldn't take speed while you watch it.
I didn't take any speed. That was the thing. That was the thing that confused me.
No speed, but yeah.
Wednesday night, no speed
night. Symptoms.
Yeah, so the symptoms. And were you not freaking out on the sofa watching it?
Which precise bit is this? When everyone was, when Galloway was?
Yeah, the big argument. Yeah. When Galloway went totally mental on Preston.
Kind of, yeah, it was exciting.
I just couldn't, I could hardly breathe. I got so anxious. I was about to cry or shout or, it was terrible. And immediately afterwards, I just ran straight to the phone.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
In your face, so-called gorgeous George, you hypocritical toilet.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
Yes, I'm destroying you with my phone, you freaky cat-pretending man.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
Feel the power of my dialing finger, you libel case-winning pimp.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
There's another one, you ludicrous Cuba top-wearing cigar pods.
We just went
How
on.
Long does this go on for?
Quite about 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were the one?
I was pretty much the one.
You got Galloway out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got a big phone bill now, but it was worth it.
That's amazing.
I couldn't stop myself. But I didn't vote for who should win. That was the thing. I was a bit remiss. By then, I didn't really care that much. But I was disappointed that Preston didn't get it.
Preston. Hey, listen, we should, before we go on and talk about that sort of stuff, we should tell listeners what we're giving away, just in case, you know, people need more motivation to listen. Mm. We're giving away 5 copies of Beck's new, you can probably say this properly, Adam. Guerrilito?
Yeah.
Guerrilito.
Guerrilito.
His remix album, which is supposed to be fantastic. Remixes by Adrock, Dizzy Rascal, Air, and more. We've got 5 copies of those to give away for Ditties in the Dark.
I love And More.
I'm excited about my ditty for Ditties in the Dark.
Are you? Do you think you've got a winner?
Well, I really want to play it.
Yeah.
I want people to hear it.
Mm.
I think it'll probably lose. But we've also got a pair of tickets to see Jerry Sadowitz at the Soho Theatre. That's a fantastic show, magic and insulting, sweary comedy. He's brilliant, of course, and a pair of tickets to see the Pete and Dud comedy night, sort of tribute night, at Ronnie Scott's this Tuesday. Loads of brilliant comedians on the bill. So we got all that to give away. Have we not got any DVDs or videos, Anthony?
DVDs or videos?
Everybody loves DVDs!
Vanity Fair.
No!
That's not a DVD.
Xanthi wouldn't give us Vanity Fair.
That's a lady nightmare.
No.
What, Vanity
what was
Fair
her name?
With Reese Witherspoon in it?
Yeah.
That's not a proper prize. That's been hanging around here for months, hasn't it?
Anyway, we're making up for it with tickets and CDs. So, you know, if you want to text us at any point, 83XFM, when it's competition time, the phone number is 0871 221 0049, and we've got, have we got Celebrity Regression coming up this week,
we've
Adam?
We've got a regression, yeah.
Fantastic.
And Xanthi, go and steal some stuff off other people's desks.
Okay.
A goodie bag, like one of those rubbish goodie bags
Saturday,
they give away on other
Saturday,
stations.
There's no one here, it's just us in XFM.
Yeah, such a beautiful day as well.
Oh, it is, exactly.
Don't you think, what a lovely day, I'm very happy today.
It's kind of perfect, really, because people, it's too cold, actually, to go and gamble.
I love that kind of day, though.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Clear, sunny and frosty.
Absolutely. Well, here's some clear, sunny, frosty music from The Rakes.
So happy. Who was that then?
That's a brand new playlist edition, Joe Cornish.
What?
That's the Rakes.
But we always play the same 20 records on this show.
Shh, don't talk.
Over and over again.
Don't say things
How
like
we have
that.
A new one? I like it.
It's new. It gradually changes. It's imperceptible to the human ear, but music is changing very gradually.
And what was that one by? Who?
That was the Rakes with All Too Human. Another of the kind of laddie, shouty boy band people.
You mean the brand new single from the East London Quartet coming out through V2 follow-up 22 Grand Job, which was released last October?
Exactly.
How is it changing then? What was the progress in that record? What was different? What was the tiny iota of difference?
The chant at the end. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
How was that new?
That's a new type of chant. There was a couple of notes that were different from other chants that have been used before.
Man, that's exciting.
But it was good. And did you go out and buy the Arctic Monkeys record this week?
No.
No? Why are you smirking?
Because...
There's no smirking.
Because a friend bought it.
Oh, right.
And I burnt it off.
Oh, you naughty.
That's not very good, is it? Am
dirty,
I going to be arrested
man.
And fined £50 million like those
You're
idiots from the
music.
BPI?
You're killing me.
Did you read about that this
no.
week? Listeners, did you read about that? That poor man fined tens of thousands of pounds for file sharing by the BPI?
Who was this?
Some postman in Manchester or something.
But was he going out and then burning CDs and flogging
no,
them?
No, no, he just had files up to share.
Really?
You know, I know it's wrong and everything and this is an old argument, but I can't help thinking it makes the BPI quite evil.
Music.
Do they do the Brits? I don't like them anymore.
I think they do, yeah.
The Arctic Monkeys aren't playing at the Brits. They don't want anything to do with it.
Really?
And the BPI, if they're not too careful, they'll alienate all young music listeners.
It's a thorny issue,
isn't
it?
It's a thorny issue. I'm not going to be any more controversial than that. But, you know, if I was making a film and I was looking for a villain, I might just choose the BPI.
Yeah.
Yeah?
The BPI.
The British... Ponce.
Yeah, go on.
Island.
Idiots.
The British Poncy idiots. Oh, that's what I call them. The Brits.
This tried.
What does Brit stand for? Bloody rubbish industry tits meeting. No, it doesn't end with an S.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah, take that,
exactly.
British industry.
And smoke it in a big dirty pipe.
So tired.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Now, I had a couple of ideas for text competitions this week, Joe Cornish, but which one are we going to go with?
I think we should go with yours. I don't think mine's fully developed.
You reckon?
Yeah. But we don't do text yet, Adam. We don't do text till the top of the hour.
No, that's true. That's true.
Aren't we going to do regression next?
Just checking. Yeah, we'll do regression very shortly, but I'd like to play the first of a few free plays this week. This is a song from The Breeders, and it was on their single Cannonball. It's not Cannonball. It's a song called Crow... Aloha, this is The Breeders. That's The Breeders, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're going to take a break very shortly and then come back with competition time this week, which is Celebrity Regression Therapy. The number for that and for anything else as well is 0871-222...
What do you mean, anything else?
1049.
Personal, sexual and emotional problems?
Yeah.
Plumbing?
Yeah. We should
just someone to chat to.
We should do some
Samaritans.
Emotional problem stuff. Do you remember?
We should.
Did you remember? You used to listen to...
Well, she's back.
Sexual and marital problems on LBC.
Anna Raven. She's back on LBC.
Anna Raven, the capital doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, she's back at lunchtimes. I can't plug other radio stations, but she is.
I bet you it's not as filthy as it used to be.
I think it's filthier. You can be filthier in the daytime.
Really?
You can. Yeah, don't you remember? Richard and Judy checking testicles and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You can be dirty. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But not on a Saturday, Adam.
No, absolutely.
And this is a family show.
Exactly.
So let's have some adverts, because
family
kids
adverts.
Love adverts.
Looking forward to any particular one?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully there'll be some new ones.
I want to hear some more about the tax and how tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Yeah. You know, I hope there are some families at home who'll cuddle up together, put their arms around each other and listen to these adverts.
Yeah. Enjoy. XFM.
Love music. Love XFM.
Yeah, that's the Gorillaz with Feel Good Incorporated. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We are about to perform a celebrity regression.
Competition time. You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know. So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play.
The number to call is 0871 222 1049. That's 0871 222 1049. We've got Vanity Fair DVDs up for grabs.
Wow.
What could be more exciting than that?
Three,
yeah, and also tickets for things and stuff. So if you do win, you will be amply rewarded, we promise you. So this is the competition. Adam is going to be regressed into the life of a film star, and he's going to wake up in their brains and experience some of their films happening around him.
Now, because this week it's relatively easy...
Right.
I'm going to make the rules a bit more specific. Ooh. People have to not only name the actor and the films, but the names of the characters he's playing.
What?
Okay.
The names of the three characters. So we want three film titles, three character names, and the actor's name.
Yeah.
Man, well, you know, it's a big prize. It's Vanity Fair on DVD.
All the Vanity Fair.
Yeah. So better set a toughie. Well done. So here we go. Call 0871-222-1049 the moment you know who Adam is being.
Well, we should make the prize a bit better. You can choose. How about that?
Yeah, we will make it better.
You can choose. It's either Vanity Fair or tickets to some of those amazing shows.
I tell you what, we'll throw in a copy of Highlander, as given away free in the News of the World.
We'll sign it.
What could get better than that?
But tickets to the Jerry Sadovich show or to the
Pete and Dud. Brilliant prizes. So here we go. Let's ring the regression bell and get the correct atmosphere. Okay. Remember, you can be regressed along at home as well. If you just breathe deeply and relax, you will find yourself also being regressed into these films. It'll be like a psychedelic, altered state-style Ken Russell experience for you. So are you ready, Adam?
Yes.
Deep breath. Expand the stomach. In through the nose, out through the bum. There we go. And relax. And... Adam is drifting back, backdrafting into a famous film and the head of a famous film star, someone who we can only imagine what it might be like to be. Adam, now, wake up and tell us what you can see.
Oh, I'm at a party. It's the 60s. It's the 60s, which you can tell because there's swirly projections on the wall and girls in miniskirts dancing by waving their arms in the air as if they were trees in a breeze. Oh, cotton balls. And I'm here because I was at every party in the 60s. And I'm talking to a rock star from a big new group, and he's wearing leather trousers. And I'm licking my lips in a strange and unusual way, but I'm holding a telephone. Isn't that odd? 'Cause that's the kind of person I am, both in real life and in the movies and the characters which I play, cotton balls. I'm gonna have some drugs now, 'cause that's what it was like in the 70s. 60s! In the 60s, everyone was on drugs. That's... Okay, it's over. It's only a short scene, but it's something of a highlight in this otherwise fairly dull and pompous film, cotton balls.
Okay, we're gonna just back Adam out of that film. 0871-222-1049. Here comes the second film. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
It's the 50s. I'm a wimp, and I'm being bullied.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's easy. I think. Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
That's such a short regression.
That's an easy one.
This is clinically extraordinary. The results of this regression may well be published in Nature. Okay, Adam, let's go into the third film. Wake up and tell us what you can see.
I'm walking down a street, and I'm walking funny because I've got something in my trousers. Cotton balls. It's not cotton balls. It's worse. I'm not gonna say exactly what it is and where they are, because that's bad. It's bad. But I'm an outrageously strange character, and that's what I specialize in. Do you understand me? I'm not the main character. I'm very seldom the main character, unless it's a very bad film, which only teenaged outsiders would watch. But I'm often a side character that adds a delicious bit of eccentric spice to a film, like a strange chutney, like a guava and chewing gum chutney, for example. In this movie... For example, I believe that I'm being pursued by aliens wearing rubber gloves who are spoiling the spirit of Christmas and controlling the weather. Do you get me? It's unusual, isn't it? It's strange chutney. It's my speciality, cotton balls. Peculiar. peculiar.
There he goes. Pickles. Adam is going to remain in a regressed state until one of you calls 0871-222-1049 and guesses correctly the name of the star whose brain he was inhabiting, the name of the films that star was inhabiting, and the names of the character in those films that that star was playing. For God's sake, call now! Yeah, man, I don't even know what that was, and I can't ask Adam because he's regressed. But I think it was a million ways.
Ways by OK.
By OK Go. Brilliant. Okay, well, Adam has been regressed into the head of a famous film star, and we've got Simon King on the line who thinks he might know what the films are and what the star is and what the names of the characters are. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Hello. We're asking. That's very well said. Hello. How do you say goodbye?
Ah, see you later.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well done, Simon. Listen, how have you got on working that out then? Can we,
Well, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I think you did three, didn't you? And I listened to the first two and rang in, so I didn't catch the last one. So.
Well, you know, we reward that kind of keenness.
Well, I like to get straight in there.
So listen, basically, what I'd like you to do, obviously Adam is still regressed, and if you say if you get it wrong, you could damage his brain forever.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Yeah, okay, so let's hear, first of all, who you think the star is.
I think it's Crispin Glover.
That's correct.
Correct. Absolutely Adam's correct. Come out of the regression.
Ooh.
Fantastic. And what was your deduction there, Simon?
As soon as I heard it's the 60s and there's a sort of colourful projection on the wall, I knew that was the Doors.
Yes.
And then as soon as I heard it was a small part and he was speaking in a rather camp voice, I guessed it was Andy Warhol.
There you go.
Now, the third one when he was being bullied, the very short one?
No, that was the one I heard. No, that was Back to the Future and George McFly. I heard that one, and then I got my phone, and I kind of half heard the third one, so I didn't really catch it.
Third one was, he was a guy who believed that he was being pursued by aliens wearing rubber gloves who were spoiling the spirit of Christmas and controlling the weather. And he was walking strangely. These are all real bits from the film. He was walking strangely because he had actually cockroaches in his bottom.
What film is that?
Are you sure that's legal, that film?
Simon, what other Crispin Glover films are there? There's Ben. He was in the remake of Ben.
Well, to be honest, I'm struggling.
He's made a weird film in which mentally disabled people burn snails.
Is that Willard?
No. Oh, no, that's right. Willard is the remake of Ben. No, this is a weird film that will never be shown at any cinema.
Right.
It's full of dwarves and stuff like that.
He's a genuinely strange guy. Well, listen, let me put you out of your misery.
Yeah, I'm struggling, guy.
Seeing as you were our only caller for that competition.
Hey, we didn't have to tell people that.
No, sorry. I lied on slip. The third one was Wild at Heart, and he plays Lula's cousin, Del.
God, I haven't seen that for years.
It's a good film.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, thanks for calling, and, you know, sincerely thanks for calling. We really mean that. and do you want a copy of Vanity Fair?
I've not heard of it, but yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah, it's got Bob Hoskins in it.
Oh, then my favourite.
It's gotta be good. Ooga booga. So you can have that, and that's it. Do you want to give him tickets?
Do you want tickets to go and see one of those things? Jerry Sadowitz or the comedy night at Ronnie Scott's?
I reckon Jerry Sadowitz, if that's all right.
Absolutely. Choice. Will you actually go, Simon?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think he's good. He's a very funny man.
Man, he's fantastic. That'll be a great night. Congratulations. Thank you for calling. Well done, Simon. Cool. And, you know, that's a little hint to anyone else listening. It could be very easy
sometimes
to acquire some quite attractive booty on the radio this afternoon.
Cheers,
so don't
Simon.
Hesitate to call for the other competitions in the show. But, you know, just because we've only got one caller doesn't mean we haven't got hundreds and thousands of people listening.
Sometimes people don't call because they think, I'll never get through.
That's right.
It'll be impossible. There
that's
were so
right.
many people, I'll
yeah.
never get through.
Yeah.
So that's why some, you know,
nobody
people
likes
didn't
us.
Call there. Crispin Glover, he's a strange one. Have you seen that
I'm
clip?
I'm not going to bother.
Have you seen the clip
maybe
of...
Maybe I should just go.
Don't
maybe
worry. Don't worry about it, man.
Okay.
It's fine.
Go on.
People are just zonked out after... There was a calling frenzy last night with Big Brother.
That's true. Brother. People are tired.
People are called out. I was going to ask you if you'd seen that clip of Crispin Glover on David Letterman.
Oh, we've still got the regression music. It's slightly freaking me out.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
There we go.
Hello. What?
Have you seen the clip of Crispin Glover on David Letterman?
Being weird.
Being very weird.
Kicking him? Trying to kick him in the head?
Just, yeah, doing like a karate kick and just being incredibly strange.
Yeah.
And Letterman doesn't know how to deal with it at all.
Mm.
and just ends up sort of ridiculing him to the band guy. You know, Letterman's
the band guy. What's that guy called?
I don't know, George.
I can't remember.
It's quite an excruciating TV moment. Anyway, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. We'll be back extremely shortly.
XFM.
XFM.
This is XFM.
Electro robot, I am a robot. I run on batteries. I've released a single. It is called... What was that?
I was ready for quite a lot more of that.
Oh, Goldfrapp.
Robot
was that?
Ratting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
Ride a white horse.
A dirty robot.
What a dirty robot. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
That's slightly the theme of our ditties in the dock, is it not?
Dach.
Dach.
Dirty robots.
That is in the dock.
It is. Listeners, stay tuned, because just before three, we'll be playing Ditties in the Dock, and you can win a copy of Beck's new remixed Geralito album, which is supposed to be fantastic.
Absolutely, that's good good prize action there.
That good prize.
That is good prize. Now listen, I just want to ask you a question. I'm not sure, this is all unsubstantiated, so forgive me if it's a bit woolly. But you know the Land Rover ad with the Eskimo man who is on a sled which is being pulled by huskies in a snowbound piece of terrain?
Mm.
And the Land Rover pulls up next to him and overtakes him, in fact.
Mm.
And the Eskimo man, in the course of looking into the Land Rover and admiring its luxurious interior, gets bounced clean off his sled.
What?
And is left just in the snow, sort of going, come back, come back, as he watches his sled disappear into the snowbound
distance. You know, I don't think I have seen that
one. Have you not seen
that
one?
Horrific.
It's horrific. And the Land Rover just carries on right past. You know, the guy driving the Land Rover just looks at his dog and sort of goes...
So not only is he contributing to global warming and the... deterioration of the polar ice caps, which are the habitat for that Eskimo.
That's true.
But he's actually knocking the Eskimo physically over.
He wasn't responsible for knocking the Eskimo over, but he didn't stop and go back for the Eskimo when he was knocked off the
sled.
And
this is a Land Rover driver.
Yeah.
And this is an advert for Land Rovers.
Advert for the way that Land Rover drivers behave.
Oh, Land Rover.
He just went straight. And he's pretty much leaving the Eskimo to perish in those conditions, I would say, because his huskies have taken off. They're not coming back. He's just standing there, you know, in just a world of whiteness and freezism.
Sorry, I just got a text.
You got a text?
Keep talking.
Come on, find out. Let's find out what it is.
Keep talking. I want to know more about the Eskimo.
Anyway, I was just curious as to whether anyone else felt the same way as me. And also whether people can confirm whether it's been taken off. Because I haven't seen the ad for a few weeks. And I think I got the feeling that maybe it had been taken off because people were sorry for the Eskimo.
Mm.
And then somebody told me yesterday... That it's come back, but now they pick the Eskimo up.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think they've actually gone back to Iceland, where Eskimos live, and reshot it?
Well, I was thinking about this. No, surely not. They would have shot multiple endings, wouldn't they, at the time?
I don't know. You never know.
And then just tested out which way it was going to go with the public. I'd be very keen to find out what the answer was. If one of our advertising friends, listeners, wants to give us a call, or anyone else can confirm or deny that, I'd be very, very grateful.
Okay, well, I've got an advert that's obsessing me at the moment. It's for Lockett's.
Oh, yeah.
Might want to talk about it after a record.
What's your text?
I can't. It's someone saying, do I want to go and see Munich or Hidden?
Have you not seen Munich yet?
No. I keep thinking it's a remake of the Charles Band 80s director-video film Munchies. And then get very disappointed that it's actually about politics and stuff.
But it's an action thriller, though, isn't it? With
it's two letters away from being Munchies.
You just want to go and see Munchies.
I want to see Munchies on the big screen again.
With Eric Banner. You're a loser! Which segues brilliantly into this next track.
Brilliant.
That's the track that will follow Beck around for the rest of his life. Whatever he does. Whenever he pops up in a magazine, underneath a picture of him, it'll just say, Beck, he's a loser, baby.
But if you're a fan of Beck, and let's face it, who isn't, remember, we're giving away his remix album, Girlito, for everyone who gets through for Ditties in the Dock towards 3 o'clock, towards the end of the show. And that is a fantastic album, that remix album. I'm saying that even though I haven't heard it.
But you imagine, yeah.
The cover art's fantastic.
Apparently it's great.
Yeah. So listen, listeners, and Adam, I'd like to highlight the advert that annoys me the most on television at the moment.
Oh, speaking of which, though, can I just clear up the Volvo problem I was having? A couple of people have phoned
Land Rover, you mean?
Sorry, yes, Land Rover problem, yeah. The Land Rover ad where the Eskimo gets bounced off his sled. A couple of people have confirmed that there is another ad that shows the Eskimo cozily inside the Land Rover being driven to safety, having been picked up by the Land Rover driver. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Land Rover. The advert that really annoys... It's more than annoys me. It actually scares me.
Yes.
It terrifies me because I think it's been made with the involvement of Satan, is the Lockett's ad. Lockett's, of course, the foul-tasting... lozenges.
Delicious.
Do you think they're delicious?
Oh, lovely. Oh,
they make me feel ill. You know, illness sweets, if they just taste like illness, because you only have them when you're ill. I don't know. Lockett's to me are revolting.
With the honey coming
But anyway, the actual quality of the product is beside the point, because this advert, the tagline for it is proud sponsors of the British winter. So they're trying to take an ironically positive view of the British winter. So they filmed this montage of terrible things happening in winter. A robin falling off a branch, a jogger slipping on the ice, smashing his back on concrete, an old man jumping into a freezing lake like they do at the Serpentine. Do they still do that?
What?
Old men jump in the Serpentine on Winter's Day or something. Winter's Day, is that a day? Winter's Day? No, I don't know. Is that a national holiday?
Like Christmas Day.
Oh, it's Winter's Day. A man on the escalator sneezes all over the hair of the woman in front. A little boy gets his tongue frozen to a post. And then at the end, a policeman pops a locket in his mouth. And then he gets hit in the ear with a snowball. And it goes, Lockett's, proud sponsors of the British winter. But that's not my problem. My problem is the music.
Yeah.
The music is a perfectly kind of nice advert tune, but for some unfathomable reason, they've tortured someone, recorded their scream, and put it on this music. And I don't for the life of me know why. Have a listen. So it starts off perfectly nice. There's the bloke falling on the ice, and here comes the scream. Here it comes again. And one final time, this is the copper getting the snowball in the ear.
Oh, man.
Why would you put that scream
I was wondering
on
about
that advert?
I assumed that it was a scream that was already in a track that they had used.
Could it be?
Well, yeah, just some weird house track, dance track thing. I don't know.
But it's what are they saying? Yippee? Or scrimmy?
Yippee!
Yeah, what? I don't understand that. If anyone can solve that riddle and mystery and, you know, tell me why, you know, a product like Lockett's would put an advert out that is just frankly terrifying and unsettling, then I'd be very pleased.
Very grateful indeed. Yeah. No, it is horrible. I'm, as I say, I'm pretty sure that the scream is already in that piece of music.
Well, it scares me. And I ain't not buying Lockett's anymore. Until they change it.
Yeah, quite right, Joe. Ban the Lockett's.
Ban the Lockett's. I shall have another one called Tunes or Dingley Throaties.
Lockett's are lovely, man. Lockett's are one of the things as a child...
You're mad.
...that I would go out and happily buy and
You're
eat.
Mad. I hate Lockett's. Do you like Lockett's? What a great thing to chat about. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Have we got more music?
Yeah, I'm going to play a track
Thank
now.
This Jesus.
This is a free play. Listen, you're taking the Lord's name in vain an awful lot this afternoon, okay?
Ooh.
There's a lot of religious listeners out there who are going to be turning off the radio now because of all the Lord's name in vain you're taking.
Sorry.
Is that a grunt of contrition?
Sorry. Sorry, Jesus.
I'm going to play a track.
I'd like to apologise personally to Jesus.
Leave Jesus
Did not
alone.
Mean it.
All right, then.
What would Jesus do in this situation? What would Jesus do?
Jesus would say...
If he was accused of blasphemy.
Here's a track from one of the big albums of last year. again, I say this, but it wasn't a massive seller. It was an album that people said was great, and I finally got around to buying it, and sure enough, it is really good. And it's the Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah album. And they sound an awful lot like Talking Heads, but in a good way, and people say that about lots of bands. But this guy's vocal mannerisms are certainly very reminiscent of early Burn.
We'll be the judge of that. Sticking on.
This is a track called... Oh, man, I've forgotten what it's called. It's got a ridiculous... It's called
just
something
it
like...
I'll just put it on.
There you go. That's Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. If I take the CD out, I can tell you that was called Upon This Tidal Wave of Young Blood. That's what he's chanting in the middle there.
We've had mixed reaction to that, Adam.
Charles Dance. Child stars, he's saying.
Some people are loving that.
Some people are hating it. There you go.
They are getting into cars and they are going into bars.
I love that stuff.
That's very Bernie, isn't it? Burnesque.
Yeah. Okay, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. Into our second hour. The ad break's a bit late. Sorry about that, ad fans, but here it is.
XFM. XFM. Music. Love XFM.
That's the editors with the theme to Charles Band's direct-to-video 80s classic Munchies. a bit like Critters, but cheaper.
Munich.
Oh, sorry.
By editors, as Zane Lowe would have it on the advert. Editors.
Sounds a bit like idiot. So, thank you, listeners, who texted in to explain the logic behind the Lockett's advert. We were just discussing, trying to figure out why it has a terrifying satanic scream on it. Well done, Adam, playing the scream again. This is it. Here it comes. Oh, no. So, apparently, the answer is it's a... Now, where's that text gone?
It's a
Kid Loco remix. And that scream is in the music. They haven't actually put it in. And someone else says it's French. Oh, yeah, this is from Matt. The music is saying Youpi, which is a French exclamation of joy.
Like, what, it's the French for yippee, is it?
Well, youpi, is that right?
Youpi.
We both studied French to O-level level.
So if you say yippi,
no one ever
a
taught
French
us
person
yippi.
Would say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Do you mean youpi?
What?
I wasn't listening. It's French for yippee.
For yippee?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that true? I think we need another French person to confirm that. So it's... Well, in that case, is it clever? He's saying yippee, and yet it sounds like... I don't know. I hate it anyway. But thanks for sorting it out. I don't like it. I don't want that. Thanks, Mummy.
There you go. Okay, so text competition time, now that it's the second hour. And for this text competition... I want to remind you of a scene in
Sound
Cocktail.
Sound like a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm quite frightened about this text competition.
Good, you should be.
It's like some sort of exam.
For this text competition, Joe Cornish, stop sniggering if you've got something to say. Say it to the whole class.
Sorry.
Let me remind you of a scene in Cocktail, the Tom Cruise classic film, in which Tom is enthused by the notion that someone could become a millionaire by inventing something so tiny and seemingly unimportant that it doesn't even have a well-known name. Like, for example, the plastic bits on the end of laces, okay?
They do have a name.
What are they called?
I don't know, but they do have a name.
Ah, but it doesn't spring readily to mind.
If there's a listener who's got access to the internet, I bet you someone will text us the name for the little things on the end of laces almost instantly.
In the film, the point of the scene is that they don't have a name in Cocktail, or at least they don't have a name that springs to mind easily. That's the point of this text competition.
That's true.
So Cruise calls them Flugelbinders.
That's the name.
Okay.
That's the name. That's what I was thinking of.
Flugelbinders. Anyway, so that's kind of what I want people to do in this text competition, is to identify things that are not readily nameable. Everyday objects and things and expressions, whatever, things that we're all familiar with that don't have a name that you can easily think of. Here's another example. When you're on the phone, the clicker that cuts off the call,
Right? Oh, on an old style phone?
On an old fangled phone.
Yeah.
What do you call that? You know when in movies where they get cut off and they start clicking and saying, hello, hello, click, 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 click. What do you call that clicker?
The clicker.
No, it's not. It's
you
not.
You just call it a clicker.
No, but that's for want of anything more hilarious to call it.
So there's sort of two layers to the text competition. You've got to identify something that needs a name.
Yeah.
And then name it.
Exactly.
Right.
Here's another example, which we...
And
which
it can't just be your new dog.
No.
who should be called Waffles.
Waffle, exactly.
Yeah.
Waffles.
So there's no competition there. No, but it's an inanimate object.
The name you seek is Waffles.
So it needs a name.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be an object. We spoke about this before. I wanted people to name... So, for example, you've got the whistle, okay, and the raspberry, right? Mm. But what's the name for this noise?
That's the burble.
No, you see,
it's the burble. Of course it's the burble. It's onomatopoeic.
The burble? That is not commonly known as a burble.
All right.
Anyway, so you're welcome to name the clicker and the that noise, okay? But anything else that you want to identify and name would be great. So you can text in 83XFM is the address to text into. You can also...
Someone's already texted in Aglet. What does that mean? Is that the name of the little thing at the bottom of the lace?
What's Aglet?
I don't know.
You have to say what you're talking about. You can't just text in Aglet. That's meaningless.
That's probably the only text we'll get. They've probably won with Aglet.
Well, we'll see.
Got... you can text on 83XFM, or you can also enter by email adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk.
Now, here's some music. This is from an exciting young, I think she's Scottish woman, and she's called KT Tunstall. But here's the thing. You'd think that with a name like Katie, it would be spelt K-A-T-Y. Wrong. It's just the letters K-T and then Tunstall. Deal with that, Cornish.
Thank you, Katie Tunstall, for singing Under the Weather to us. Well, that's what it was, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very enjoyable. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We've had a few texts in already.
The text competition is to name things that have not yet got names. It's kind of a two-level competition. Think of something that doesn't have a name and then name it. And we've got some good ones already. A
couple of people saying that the phone clicker thing to cut off your call is called a cradle. Wrong. The cradle is what holds the handset. The actual button that you press, it used to be two little things that stuck up on an old-fangled phone. And now, for a lot of phones, it's just one sort of button.
The end of a lace is an aglet, according to several people who've texted in. The bit of plastic. Yeah, so Tom Cruise is wrong.
Flugelbinder.
Cruise is an idiot. what else have we got here? Here's a good one. A descriptive name for stuff that gathers in the belly button, if you've got an innie.
Yeah, well,
some people may have outies. Other people may have mutated belly buttons where the doctor messed up and it's just a big old mess down there. Well, there should be a name for that as well. There's something else to name. Innie, outie, the third, just one that's a mess. Do you know anybody who's got a mess?
No, have you?
Got a friend who's just got a mess.
Really?
It's not a mess. It's just like scar tissue.
Oh.
It's not unattractive. It's just not an innie or an outie. Therefore, it needs a name.
Throwing
that out there.
So it's not neat, is what you're saying. It's just a kind of...
It's not neat.
Like a bullet wound.
Yeah, he's actually not in London at the moment, so he's probably not listening. I'm quite rude about it.
What have you got there?
Well, I don't know. What?
I thought you said you had
a good
one.
Give me more time, man. I've got to sort through this. I can't just read out random
texts. Someone texted in pips. What were they talking about pips for? As the clicker on the phone?
No, they're coming in too fast.
Totally
I can't keep up.
Buddha.
Well, I can't say Jesus anymore because you take me off.
I noticed that Russell Brand, he didn't get punished, but someone mentioned it on the show. Like, why does he keep saying Hare Krishna at the end of Big Brother's Big Mouth? Presumably because he's Hare Krishna. I don't know.
Yeah.
But a couple of people were complaining about it.
Look, put another record on, man, and I'll sort through these texts because there's lots coming in. And we'll go, here we go. The collection of blue fluff, sometimes found in men's belly buttons. Why is it gone again?
I thought that was called lint.
No, someone's naming it Tumps.
Tumps.
T-U-M-P-S.
That's good.
Here we go. The collection of blue fluff, sometimes found in men's belly buttons, should be known as Tump. From Julian Bromley. That's the best one so far.
Not
Tump.
Tumps, just Tump.
Why? How has she made up that word?
That's a good
word.
Tummy.
Where does the ump come from? Tummy. Well, where does the P come from? You can see the T-U-M is derived from tummy. I'm just thinking of when it goes in the dictionary, what'll be written beneath it.
Yeah.
Derived from tummy and purr?
Tummy, purr.
Plump.
Tummy.
Julie, what are you thinking of? Is your name Julie? I don't know.
That's a good one, though. Tump is nice.
That is good. But
that's
listen,
very poetic.
Put a record on, I'll sort through these. And
it's not always blue, though, is it? It's only blue if you're wearing a blue shirt or a blue
sweater.
No,
she specified that it's men.
Yeah.
And it's blue. She thinks that that's maybe women have pink fluff.
There you
maybe
go.
That's where the whole colour coding of girls are pink, blues are boys come from.
It's the colour of the fluff. It's the colour of the tump.
Oh, this is an amazing show.
That is a Swedish outfit called the Concretes. And the song is called Chosen One, the first single to be taken from their second album, In Colour, which comes out on March the 6th. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We are going to be resolving our text competition very shortly, just to remind people that we want you to identify things that aren't readily nameable or perhaps don't have proper names as yet, and then we want you to name them. So sort of talking about various jeans and thong combinations and giving those sort of things names isn't quite right, because that's more of a fashion style, okay, which you're naming. We want you to name actual things.
Are you telling them off,
Adam? No, I'm not.
Are you telling the listeners off?
I'm giving them extra guidelines.
Okay. I'm just scribbling down stuff. We got some great texts. I mean, the next link is going to be brilliant.
Wow, so stick with it.
Love music. Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
Killers, they're going for the fade out on all these things that I've done. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Yeah, and it's time to put our text competition to bed. We've been asking you to name things that need naming, and we've had some very, very good ones in. Here we go. Are you ready for these, Adam?
Yeah, hit me.
The spike. What? I can't read my own handwriting. The spike at the top of the lid. Used for popping open glue tubes.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
When you take the thing off a glue tube...
And you flip it
and
around.
And it's got a little... You flip it around and you prong it in. They haven't got a name for it. But they're just saying it needs a name.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, they haven't named it, though.
No, but that's good. They've got halfway. I mean, that's a well-observed thing that does need a name.
The spike... Well, I'd be keener to name the sort of... Well, I've thought of a revolting name for it. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Listen, I'll carry on talking.
The kind of metal hymen on the on the glue tube.
Hey.
Okay. What is it? That's what I want to name. I've said it already. Yeah. Let's move on quickly.
You said metal hymen.
Don't say it again.
Belly button fluff could be called belly flowers, says Anonymous. The screwy bit on a jar or bottle. The actual bit where the screw shape is.
Well, isn't that called a thread or something?
No, Will has called it the nooble.
The nooble?
Yeah. The holes in crumpets.
Yeah.
Someone has named sputal partitions. Is that right? Did you put the name, that person's name down?
Sputal partitions. That's just insanity.
Was it sputal partitions? Well, I got to read out what people have sent
in.
Are
you sure that's not for something
else?
You
started this.
Gynecological.
Text competition. The gap between your eyebrows.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have they got any good names for that?
A splice or a Liam.
Well, Liam is no good because Liam doesn't have a gap between his eyebrows.
Gallagher.
Yeah. So surely it would be a no-leum.
A no-leum?
Yeah.
That's quite good. Here's another one. Here's a good one. The bit of red plastic on a biscuit wrapper that says peel here. This is a modern phenomenon.
Mm.
Biscuits that zip open. They haven't come up with a name. This is from Naff in Kent.
Yeah.
I'd call it a bisque zip.
Bisque zip?
Mm.
That's quite good.
It's just somewhere to start.
Absolutely.
And anyway, this is our favourite one. Is Tom on the line? Can we put him on? Hello, Tom.
Hello there.
Hey, thanks for letting us call you. But, you know, your thing is head and shoulders above everybody else's. Just explain to us what you've come up with. Or what thing have you identified that needs naming?
Well, the little bits in the middle of a CD case that always crack and fall off.
Yeah, there's those little teeth, those little plastic see-through prongs.
Yeah. Well, they're probably called teeth, aren't they?
They're on DVDs as well, aren't they? And they make it rattle around.
Yeah, yeah, but I know what you mean, and that's something that definitely needs identifying, especially when they snap off.
And what name have you come up with?
I think I'd call it the Gambaccini's Tear, because I think a little bit of Paul Gambaccini dies every time a CD is badly organised.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant, man.
And when you open a sort of cheap CD-ROM case or whatever, and many of Gambaccini's tears just
fall out.
Yeah.
Because they're see-through and they look like tears, and you've thought of every angle, Tom.
That's genius, man.
You're our number one listener.
What are we going to reward Tom with?
Tom, what do you want? You can have Vanity Fair on DVD, or you can have tickets to see Jerry Sadovitz, which is tonight, or you can go and see Pete and Dud, tribute thing on Tuesday. Hello. Tom, are you there?
I think I'll have to go for the DVD, because I'm in Southampton.
Oh, man. I forgot we were listened to all over the country. There
Vanity
we go. We'll
Fair.
Send you that. Yeah, we'll send you a Reese Witherspoon. I'm sorry about that. You deserve more. But I tell you what, you can give it to a girl, and maybe she'll snog you.
Yeah, exactly. Stick it on.
I think I look forward to.
All right, thank you so much
Thanks
for your call.
Thanks for talking to us, Tom.
And that was genius. But Gambaccini's tears there, the little teeth in a CD case that so often break off and fall out. That is brilliantly named by Tom there in Southampton. Thanks very much indeed to everyone who entered our text competition there.
They're still coming in.
Are they?
The holes in crumpet craters.
Crumpet craters is good.
Yeah.
Better than sputal partitions or whatever
sputal
the hell you said
partitions.
Before.
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did. It's
I was
your
nearly
fault.
Following orders.
Okay, here's another free play. And after this, we're going to launch Ditties in the Dock. This is the Velvet Underground. That's a track from the Velvet Underground, the sort of later incarnation of Joe Cornish.
There was one other that I didn't read out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who it was by, but you know we were talking about belly buttons and people having innies and outies, and then people whose doctors just made a mess of it and they've
yes.
got a scar. Someone suggested a middle mess.
A middle mess is
yeah,
good,
that's
yeah.
good, isn't it? Innie and outie and a middle mess.
Jane Middlemess.
And, you know, I find middle messes a bit sexy.
Like Jane Middlemass.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've got one, well done. I fancy your navel.
There you go. That track, incidentally, was called She's My Best Friend by the Velvet Underground.
Hey, Adam, if anyone's listening on the net, I just fiddled around with the webcam, and I think I might have messed it up. I think I might have zoomed it in too much or something. So if you're on the net and you can access the webcam, tell me if it's working, because I think I've broken it.
What are you doing fiddling with the webcam?
I was bored. It's time for Ditties in the Dock. This is the way we close the show every week, and this week up for grabs are copies of Beck's new remix album, Garolito. And this is the part of the show where Adam and me both pitch a song, and you, the listeners, get to decide which one of our two pitches plays the show out. And everybody who comes on the air to make their vote will win a copy of that Beck album. Is that clear?
Yeah, that's perfectly clear.
The phone number, 0871 222 1049. Here's an easy way to remember it. 0871 222 1049. Yeah?
Very good.
Ah, thanks, man.
Or as my dad would say, 0871 222 1049. The
there
most
you go.
Complicated way possible. Wrong grouping my dad goes for when he's reading out phone numbers. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Old people sometimes do it. Erroneous grouping.
So here we go. This is the theme for this week's Ditties in the Dock. And what is the theme this week, Adam?
Well, I might have got it slightly wrong. I understood it to be a kind of robot music theme.
Yeah, kind of robot specifically robot voice.
But a vocoder in
there. Vocoder, yeah, music with a robot voice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pitch mine first. Basically, yeah. I've been playing what I think is the best video game ever made, or one of the best video games ever made. It's called We Love Katamari. It's a Japanese game. You play a little green man with a cylindrical head with a tiny sticky ball. And you're rolling it along. You start the game rolling it along the floor of
Sorry,
a house.
Sorry, he's got a cylindrical head.
He's a little
head,
green man.
He's
got a cylindrical
got
head.
Tiny sticky balls.
No, he's pushing a little sticky ball.
Okay, good.
And you start on the floor of a bedroom, and you can pick stuff up like a ball of blue tack. Are you listening, Adam?
Yes, yes.
It's genuinely the most beautiful game I've ever played. It visually incredible.
What's the object of the thing?
The object is you roll this ball along, and you collect up little objects, pins, you know, sticks of gum. And they stick on your ball and roll around. And basically it gets bigger and bigger until you're rolling around in the town of which that house was part, and you're picking up the house itself.
Wow.
So you're creating a giant ball, and you can pick up people, and they wriggle and scream.
Do you remember when I asked you what the object was?
Well, the object is to get your ball to a certain size within
mass.
A time limit.
Right.
It's the cleverest game I've ever played. It's out on the PS2 next Friday, I think, within a week. If you own a PS2, you'd be insane not to buy it. Why am I talking about this for ditties? Because my bit of music is a bit of music from that video game.
What's it called again?
It's called We Love Katamari, and it's famous for its soundtrack. It's got a brilliant soundtrack done by proper Japanese musicians, really good, weird avant-garde music. And the track I'd like to play is called You Are Smart. And it simply says you are smart a lot. So it's good for listeners' self-esteem. So I'd like you to call 0871 tooty 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 1049. That's three twos. 0871 222 1049. And vote for You Are Smart from the video game We Love Katamari. There we go.
So it's telling people that they are smart as opposed to just calling someone an are smart.
I don't know. You'll have to listen to it and figure that out yourself.
Like a big shop that sells arses would be called an arsemart. Anyway, sorry. My track that I want people to vote for is by Kraftwerk, who are, after all, the daddies of robot rock. And it's a track from their album Computer World, which everyone probably should own. You know, it's one of those kind of albums that pops up in 100 Greatest Album lists whenever there's one published every couple of weeks. But it's a brilliant album, and I've rediscovered it recently because my son Frank is kind of getting into electronic music because he likes the basicness of it, you know, the big beats and the ridiculous robot voices. Kids that age really like them. Well, I do too, but there you go. And the track I want you to vote for is called It's More Fun to Compute. And it's an extraordinary track because it starts off with a couple of verses which simply say in a kind of robot voice, it's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. That's pretty much all it says. But a couple of verses of that, and then it just sort of goes into the rest of the song is like a coda. It's just a massive, weird electronic riff. And it's quite amazing. It just sort of builds and builds. It's very trippy and weird in a minimalistic way. So I want you to vote for Kraftwerk with It's More Fun to Compute. It's between Kraftwerk and what are you going to call yours?
Well, you know, I don't know the name of the artist. I didn't write it down. I'm just going to call it You Are Smart.
Okay.
So you can vote for Kraftwerk or you can vote for You Are Smart. Call 0871-222-1049. Everyone who gets on the air gets a copy of the Beck remix album, Geralito. Please, call now.
XFM.
Love music.
XFM.
That's Richard Ashcroft, Break the Night with Colour. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. It's Ditties in the Dock time.
This week it's a playoff between Kraftwerk with a song called what?
It's More Fun to Compute.
And a mysterious Japanese person with music from the fantastic video game We Love Katamari called You Are Smart. I'm not expecting to win.
Do you know what? I really hope you do.
Do you?
Yeah, because I really want to hear that. I haven't heard your thing.
All right, man. Okay, here we go. We've got five callers on the line. They've all already won a copy of Beck's Guerolito remix CD. Let's start with Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi there, how you doing?
Good, man. Are you excited about getting that Beck remix album?
Very excited, actually.
It looks really nice. It's all got lovely drawings on it, and it's in cardboard and stuff. It's a classy package.
It's a lovely bit of
packaging.
Lovely
bit of package you got there, Matt, mate.
Fabulous.
What are you up to this afternoon, Matt?
I'm painting a picture for my sister-in-law of a plant.
Wow.
Are you using matte paint? Come
so
on.
Final.
Matt, what are you voting for? Is it going to be Kraftwerk or You Are Smart?
Kraftwerk, please.
Oh, you bastard. You silly bastard. Well done, though. That's rubbish.
You bastard.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna write on your Beck CD as a punishment. I'm not.
Is that your signature?
No, I'm just going to draw a willy.
How lovely.
Right. Matt, thanks very much indeed for your call. Good luck with your painting.
Thank you.
And, you know, stick with it. It could turn out to be one of the most valuable paintings in history. Roland, are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
Roland, are you in any way associated with synthesizers?
Synthesizers?
Yeah, like Roland synthesizers. Thanks very much for laughing at that. It wasn't really worth it.
Roland, what are you up to today?
I'm trying to sort out my laptop. I'm trying to design some T-shirts.
You're trying to sort out your laptop and design some T-shirts?
Yeah.
What kind of a design are you going for on the T-shirts?
Pardon?
What kind of a design on the T-shirts?
A secret.
A secret? Oh.
What about this as an idea for a T-shirt design? A picture of George Bush and then put some word underneath it like Muppet or Oi Bush No. Something like that.
Roland, what are you voting for?
We Are Smart, or You Are Smart.
Good man. Have you heard of We Love Katamari, the video game?
I haven't, no.
Oh, man. Have you got a PS2?
I don't own any such item.
Oh, you buffoon. But well voted. That's brilliant. You're going to get that Bet Guerrilito free of any drawings of genitalia in the post to you. Thank you very
much.
Hey,
Roland, when you design your T-shirts, will you send us some?
I will indeed.
That would be great. And we'll wear them around town to all our celebrity parties. George, are you there?
What celebrity parties?
I know. George?
Hello.
How you doing, George?
Yeah, very well.
Very well.
George, where are you calling from?
Central London.
Oh, that's a shame. I thought you might be one of our new Scottish listeners. But you're not. Well, you're Scottish, but you're not in Scotland.
A bit obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry, well, I'm a bit...
Well, no, we do have listeners in Scotland, you see, George, so it could have been a call from way up there in Galloway land.
Yeah. And what are your headlines, George? What's on your mind today?
I'm thinking it can only be Kraftwerk and... There's the gods of Electro, so you've got to...
Do you know that track, George?
Yes.
It's quite a peach, isn't it?
Yes.
And my son responded to it so fast when we were listening to it in the car the other day. It was one of the tracks on that album, Computer World, that I got my head around fairly late in the day, you know, because you start off with Computer Love, and which is the one that Coldplay connect, obviously, for their track.
Mm-hmm. But my son also likes Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
All right, blah, Kraftwerk. Wind it up, lads. George, thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call,
George.
Back.
I'm going to write a rude word on yours. Claire, is Claire there?
Hello.
Hey, Claire, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Excitements this afternoon? Things happening, going down? In the hood, up the ends?
I'm packing to go on holiday.
Where are you going?
Yes.
Where?
Norway.
Norway. Oh, that's very fashionable.
What do you do when you get to Norway on holiday?
Just leave again.
Mountain and you ski down it.
Oh, nice one.
Fantastic.
Man, I'm so envious. Have a fantastic time there, Claire. What are you going to vote for this afternoon?
I want to vote for the crazy Japanese.
Way! Well done, Claire. You're so clever and you're sexy and beautiful. Have you got a PS2?
No.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, Claire, listen, please be careful out there, okay? A friend of mine got back from skiing the other day and said that the first day on the slopes there, they saw someone... When they arrived at the resort on the train, one of their fellow skiers got off the train, immediately slipped over, broke their leg. End of holiday.
Aww.
That's a drag, isn't it? So be careful out there, okay, Claire? Have a nice time.
Man, this is gut-wrenching. Thank you, Claire. You'll get that copy of Bex Guerrilito remix album as well. This is 2-2. So this is the deciding... some weeks I don't care.
Yeah.
But this week I care. I really hope that someone has the foresight to see through the obvious and, you know, listen to something new.
Okay, well, who's the person
Darren.
That's going to let us know?
Darren?
Hello?
Darren, are you up to this responsibility?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Darren, I'm going to fade the music down, okay?
Hey, we should do a Big Brother... You should do a Big Brother-style silence before you tell us what you're voting for, Darren. We want you to count to at least 10.
So we want you to say, Darren... This week I'm voting for, and then count to 10 in your head,
and it'll just
and then
be
tell
an
us.
Amazing silence. Here right. we go, Darren.
No, you got to say the words. This week I'm voting for.
You got to leave a pause. The silence is a pause between. Hello, Darren.
Hello, mate.
Okay, you ready? Are you prepared?
I am.
Go.
This week I'm voting for Kraftwerk.
That wasn't 10
that
seconds.
Wasn't 10 seconds. And he voted.
And
for
he voted for the wrong track for Cornish.
Man.
Darren, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it, and thanks to everyone who called in.
I'm going
to
play my thing next week as a free play.
Okay,
and you'll
excellent.
See how wrong you are, you listeners. Darren. Who else was it? George. Matt. Idiot!
Well, here's Kraftwerk playing us out with It's More Fun to Compute this week. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Yeah, thanks for everybody who's texted and emailed and called. We'll be back next week between the hours of 1 and 3 here on XFM.
Don't forget to watch the IT Crowd on Friday on Channel 4.
And don't forget to watch The Mighty Boosh on Monday night.
Well, are they on telly?
BBC Two, the first terrestrial transmission.
Of their second series?
Of the second series, yeah.
Fantastic,
it's
check
big,
that out.
Big comedy events this week on TV.
Here's Kraftwerk. Bye, we love you, bye!
Bye.
than to conclude. It's more than to conclude. It's more than to conclude. It's more than to conclude.